Welcome aboard, everybody, to the Boating with Tetzlaff Yachts and Wolf Marine. Today we have a very special guest. I guess we should have probably introduced ourselves first. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. I can be reached at area code 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. And just remember, we are the Boaters Marina.
There you go. Hey, and this is John Tetzlaff, Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. We're located at 575 Main Street North. That's downtown Stillwater, just on the north end of town, a little bit before Wolf Marine. You can check out our website at TetzlaffYachtSales.com. You can check out our Facebook page at, Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. And always give us a call at 651-214-9463. And before we get to our special guest, I would just like to mention the fact that we are looking for listings. We're having a heck of a start to the 2017 boating season, and if it keeps up like this, we're going to definitely need some good quality listings to sell. It's really looking good this year. I think the weather is having a big part of it. I think the availability of some real nice, fine boats, used boats, I should say, is helping out. So if you've got a boat you want to sell and you want it sold, definitely give us a call. We would really appreciate to get your boat out there and try to sell it for you.
And I would also like to mention that we are also having a great season, a great start to our season. We have sold out of our pontoon slips.
Wow.
We are now putting pontoon slips into a little larger slips. There'll be 10 by 26 foot slips. They are a little bit more money, but what will happen is we will put those that decide to go in the 10 by 26 foot slips on the list to get the pontoon slips for first thing. They'll have first preference for next year.
Wow, that's great to hear. You know, I'm having the great year. You guys are starting out with the great year, so let's continue this great year to be our greatest year. That sounds good to me.
And I'm all for it. And we still have plenty of slips, so don't worry about thinking that we're running out the slips to rent out to people. So we still have plenty. It's just get on the list or get down there and sign up and make sure and that you're going to have a spot for this summer and have a lot of fun out in the river.
That sounds good to me. And we do have a special guest. It was real nice how this was set up. I got a phone call early this morning from Ray Strege, who is a boater, and mentioned that he actually had an issue with carbon monoxide on a boat with him and his wife. And he's here to kind of talk about it. And Ray, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
Well, I appreciate you coming in, talking to Eric and I today, and we got this lined up. I was very happy that you called.
I'm happy to be here.
So why don't you kind of give us a background on yourself and your boating experience, and we'll go from there.
My mother told me we started boating when I was a year and a half old. My dad and mother would go out and put me under the front deck while they fished. And since I was about 13 years old, I bought my first used boat, and I've had one or more boats ever since.
Well, that's what we like to hear, and you're thinking about getting into another boat, as I understand.
Trying a boat club.
That's right. You joined a boat club. That's trying out another boat.
Yes, lots of boats.
Okay, well, that's great. So anyway, why don't you kind of tell us what happened?
Well, in 2010, my wife and I were on Rainy Lake on the Canadian border, and after we had been out for about a half hour, we had to cross the wide portion of the lake, and there was a lot of wind coming from broadside to the boat, so I put up a couple pieces of canvas on the port side of the boat. And after we were underway in that configuration for about 18 minutes, I uploaded it to our computer afterwards. She came up out of the cabin and said that she had the worst headache of her life. It felt as though her brain was too big for her skull. And she said she had carbon monoxide poisoning. I didn't believe her. Except after a while, she said there is numbers on the carbon monoxide detector. We had only put that on the boat 2.5 months before. It was not required. I had used a residential with digital readout. The alarm never went off. However, there were numbers on there for the first time since we got it. And instead of saying zero, which meant it was 30 parts per million of carbon monoxide for every part of air, it was reading 70. So even though I didn't have any of the symptoms, didn't feel any illness whatsoever, we thought we better take corrective action. So we were 45 minutes from the nearest point on land where we could reach emergency responders. As I mentioned, the carbon monoxide detector never alarmed, but that is in keeping with how it is programmed.
Okay, and we just want to make sure that the public knows that your wife was okay before we go any further.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, she had no issues after the fact, or
well, she blamed some of them on me.
Well, let's clarify that. But I just want to make sure everybody knew that it wasn't going to have a sad ending. But,
right. That's correct. Yeah, carbon monoxide can continue actually for the rest of your life because it is cutting off oxygen to the brain, and it can have adverse effects on mental capabilities, physical, emotional, but it's very difficult to diagnose from what I understand.
So from my understanding and the little bit that I've talked to you about this, all the new required ABYC, Sophia's Law type of compliant CO detectors, they will alarm at 70 parts per million. Is that correct?
There's just two manufacturers that have marine certified by the
ABYC,
technically it's by an independent third laboratory.
Okay.
And say again.
I guess you were kind of you're advocating for something that would have a lower level detector than the 70 parts per million. Is that kind of what you're after?
Well, at this point, I'm advocating for supplementing the marine detectors with something that will read out at a lower level. There's several symptoms that go along with carbon monoxide poisoning. The low-level carbon monoxide monitors can do the job of the symptoms, where the person doesn't have to suffer through the symptoms. There will be an instrument that will tell you and ring out and tell you that you better take some corrective action for carbon monoxide.
So even at low levels, at prolonged exposure to carbon monoxide, it can be very dangerous.
Yes, and there was a study done in Los Angeles in the late 1990s that showed women in their third trimester that were exposed during that trimester to just 5.5 parts of carbon per million of carbon monoxide had children with birth weights that were significantly lower.
Okay. All right. What caused the carbon monoxide in your situation?
Well, it was probably the station wagon effect. We had the top canvas top up that would extend it all the way to the transom, even though there's a vertical gap of about 4 feet between the transom and the top, and then we had the canvas on one side. So it was probably backdrafting, pulling the air over the outboard into the cabin of the boat.
So there's determining factors. There's many. There's just not one. It's the direction of the air. It's the position of the canvas. It's probably the design of the boat. I mean, there's several, probably a lot more determining factors in how carbon monoxide could get into a boat.
Yeah, that's correct. And we didn't really find out what the cause was until a couple years later when I was made aware of these low-level carbon monoxide monitors on the market. And we got one of those and found out after trying several different things that when we took off the last probably 6 feet of the canvas, overhead canvas, that that took care of the problem. It got rid of the backdrafting. With the side curtains and aft curtain off, we were still getting low levels of carbon monoxide into the boat.
And the ABYC Sophia Law compliant carbon monoxide detectors right now, they will alarm, from what I understand, at 70 parts per million. But there is no gauge per se on them, where the low level carbon monoxide detectors that you had in your boat, which was not would not be an approved by law for use in a boat. The boating ones do not have the gauge in them, so you wouldn't have known you had any carbon monoxide in there at all unless you had the gauge.
That is correct. And another thing that came into this is that since there was no alarm going off, there I did not suspect carbon monoxide until we saw it on the gauge.
It did not alarm you to any other indications. It's probably, if your wife wouldn't have said something, something serious could have really happened there. It's probably a good thing that she brought it to your attention, mm-hmm. that she has a headache, showing the signs, and then you could take some action.
Right.
So what we're really trying to get across is, you know, we want something to go off sooner than later. The sooner the better. And, I mean, obviously it makes sense. If it goes off as soon as it's detected or as close to, the better off you're going to be. You can take corrective action and get out of that situation before we had to wait, like your wife's situation.
Right. There was a study in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine last year, in 2016, that showed that 37% of this group of more than 1,000 carbon monoxide patients experienced loss of consciousness at approximately the level that these alarms will go off.
Wow. Wow. That's definitely not a good situation. So, and I understand we've got a guest that, well, I know we have another guest coming in tomorrow, Leeson Dugan with the DNR, and she's going to talk about a new detector that might be coming on the market for boaters that will hopefully adjust that.
And right now, the reason why the boaters don't have, the boating detectors don't have it is because there's probably not the research and development yet there. I think with demand, I think you're going to start seeing some better monitors with the detectors with the gauge in them.
There's no ideal detector on the market right now. The best that we can do is follow the advice of DNR. They're saying put the UL 2034 marine certified detectors on the boat, and they recommend supplementing it with the low-level monitors.
And it looks like we're coming to an end on the first half of Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We have a great guest, Ray, and we really appreciate him coming in. We'll have some more questions for him after the break.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
All right. Welcome back to our second half of Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. My name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Our address is 575 Main Street North. We're on the north end of downtown Stillwater. Not too far further up, you'd run into Wolf. You can contact us anytime at 651-214-9463. Our website, where you're going to see a heck of a lot of nice boats, is TetzloffYachtSales.com. You can check out our Facebook page, Tetzloff Yacht Sales. And again, I'd like to thank KLBB for allowing us to come on in and getting in their schedule for their Saturday morning shows. I know they have some really great shows on there, and we're able to slide in there to hopefully make it a little better. And again, I want to bring up the fact that Tetzloff Yacht Sales is having a great year, and we've got a lot of deals going on right now, and we're looking for some good quality listings to get on our website. And and if you ever have any questions, you want to sell your boat, give us a call. And Eric.
Yeah, and I'm Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine, and we are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96. Can be reached at area code 651-439-2341, wolfmarine.net. And like I say always, we are the Boaters Marina.
All right. So we still have Ray Strage in here, and he was talking about his actual experience with his wife's actual experience with carbon monoxide poisoning. And again, we want to make the fact known that she's A-OK and living a great life still with her husband, Ray. So anyway, Ray had a couple more things he wanted to bring up.
Yes. One thing I did not do after her exposure to carbon monoxide was get her medical treatment. At the time, I did not know that there's a half-life to carboxyhemoglobin, which is actually the reduction of blood or oxygen-carrying capability in the blood. And the half-life is approximately 5 hours. So in other words, if the oxygen reduction to the brain is or it's if it's reduced by 10%, it takes 5 hours to reduce that to 5%, another 5 hours to reduce that to about a 2.5%. If a person gets 100% medical oxygen, that 5 hours can be reduced to about 1.25 hours. And if the person is put in a hyperbaric chamber, that can be reduced to approximately 20 minutes. Just one other thing I wanted to mention is that any gasoline engine, even the newest ones, direct injected, catalytic, still put out enough carbon monoxide to kill a person a few times over. And so be always cautious, especially around the transom of the boat, wakeboarding, that type of thing.
Sure. No, and that's great information. And I know there's oxygen companies out there that will rent you an oxygen kit. And I think it's for up to maybe 10 minutes. Or you can get any size you want, but I think you can get 10 minutes of oxygen. It comes with several masks, but I think every time you use it, you probably want to get it recharged. But you could have that on board, so there ever was an incident, you could directly give them oxygen right away while you're on your way to medical attention.
And I'd like to point out also that I think there is probably room for design improvements maybe in boats to maybe somehow improve how the exhaust comes out of the boats and maybe get it away from the boats. So any of you kids out there that are looking to become engineers, hey, I think this is a great start. Come up with an idea where the exhaust is actually shed away from the boat so it doesn't stay near the boat. I think that would be a huge improvement and protect the people that are inside the boat from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Definitely. So any of those engineers / scientists, they want to start putting that together. Let's get it going. Safety. If there's no safety in boating, there's no boating. So we have to have that safety.
Number one. Safety is number one. And when you have the safety, the fun will follow.
Correct. And Ray, we'd like to thank you for coming in and talking to us about your situation. And again, we're very happy that your wife's A-OK.
Yeah, that's the number one thing. And I think, and with this program, I think what we really want to push on is that even with the carbon monoxide detectors that we have in the boats, you still have to be aware of the symptoms. And if you have a passenger that is showing the symptoms,
get them medical treatment. Get them on the deck. Get them out front. Get them away from the areas that could possibly have a concentration of carbon monoxide. And I think on the front deck is probably the best place. Even sometimes the carbon monoxide can even mimic like seasickness. If that's the case, if it is even seasickness, there's no better place to be on the than on the front deck of the boat. You have the fresh air. You have the horizon that you can see. And as far as carbon monoxide poisoning, if it is, you're going to get the freshest air up on the front of the boat there. So, and then get them to medical treatment. Get them in. Get them safe. And keep an eye on them. That's the big thing.
And again, if you wanted to check into that oxygen where you could have it actually on the boat, if you can't get that information, give me a call because I've dealt with that before in my safety and security director position at the Pillsbury Center, Minneapolis. So give me a call. We can set that up for you or get you in contact with the folks we have. Again, Ray, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Everything might be frozen right now, but if you are already thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you, and because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. To enjoy the water this summer, come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com. Really appreciate Ray coming in and giving us some real life experience that ended up in a positive, that his wife was okay after everything, but it kind of puts a spotlight on that situation and the law that's coming up.
Yeah, and it was a good thing that he came in and kind of explained that, you know, this can happen. I mean, luckily for him, he had some type of a detector, even though it wasn't mandated at the time. My thought on it is that, hey, anything's better than nothing when it comes to some kind of a detecting system, especially when it comes to CO2.
Definitely. And you know what? It's probably happened to folks in the past that probably don't even know that it's happened. I mean, they may have had a headache or whatever, and they passed it off on maybe too much sun or, you know, an extra beer here or there. So I think this law is great. It's sad that it has to be named after someone that did pass away, but something positive is going to come out of it, and this is great.
Yeah, you know, I think of even some of my own experiences. I've been sailing before, motor sailing, and I went down below deck. I bet you I wasn't down there for maybe a minute or two, and I at the time I passed it off to seasickness. We were in fairly rough seas, but at that we had a following sea, which it, you know, the diesel engine could have pushed some carbon monoxide down into that cabin. But I was down charting, and I swear I wasn't down there for a minute, maybe a minute and a half, and I immediately became sick. Who knows? When that happens, you have to prepare for the worst. You know, at the time, I didn't know what carbon monoxide poisoning was, or even if that's what it was. But if it does happen, if you do have a passenger, it's important to get them up on into fresh air. Get them up on the deck. Get them into fresh air, and keep an eye on them.
Definitely. And, you know, I was thinking about that portable oxygen. I think I'm going to check in. Maybe we'll have somebody from an oxygen company come in and kind of talk about that on a medical standpoint and how to administer it and stuff, because I think, you know, you can't go wrong being safe because, again, I know I mentioned it before, but we have to adhere to the safety aspect of boating. And if there's no safety, there's no boating. And I know we're on the fun end of it, and that's all we ever want to think of is having fun. And it is. I mean, it is fun. But we need to be safe. We do not want to be on the wrong end of not being safe, that's
yeah,
for sure.
And like we've said it before, safe boating is fun boating. So, you know, keep it safe, keep it fun.
Definitely. And again, I know I mentioned this, but definitely looking for some quality boats to get up on the website for sale. I've got a lot of boats out there with sale pending. I've got some other offers out there that are going to probably connect here pretty soon. And I always get concerned when I'm getting a little low on listings, which I'm at about 122 right now. I like to have it right around 140. I think that's a good number to have, and then folks know they can come to my website and find what they want, because I've got the best selection of boats in the area. So definitely, if you guys have a boat you want to sell, give me a call, and I'm sure Eric would be able to find a spot for your boat.
Well, the thing is, I'm also looking for quality boats. Go and find one from John. Come back down to the marina there. We'll set you up in a slip. I should have something open. Like I said earlier, I'm running low on the pontoon slips, but we still have room for you. There's other boats out there other than pontoons, and I'm sure John's got a bunch of them.
Yeah, so. I have a few. I have a few, but looking for more.
Yeah, we're always looking for more. We're looking for more clients, always. Don't miss out. You don't want to be the one that's going to miss out on a great summer here and having fun on the St. Croix, our pristine St. Croix.
Definitely.
Thanks to a lot of our guests that we've had on the last few weeks that want to help keep our river as pristine as possible.
Definitely. And, folks out there listening, if there's some topics that you want us to cover, definitely get a hold of Eric or I and let us know. Again, we'd love to get your input. And, we want to get some input. We'd like to even bring a listener on the show and get their thoughts on the show or on their side of boating. We just had a person on, Ray, that is a boater and had that issue. So we would love to have your input. We'd love to have somebody on the show. And again, contact, of course, I just said contact, that was Canadian. Contact us anytime with any questions, and we'd love to have you on the air.
Yeah, and I think, boating stories, any kind of boating stories. I love to listen to boating stories. I think most everybody likes to listen to boating stories. I know there's a lot of guys out there that have something that's unique that they've seen or something that's happened out there. Send us an email. I'd like to hear from you. I know I have a few of my own. So and John, I know you have a few also.
Oh, I've got a few stories. Remember, it's a family show, so let's keep it on the family side. And we would love to get your stories. Like Eric said, they're out there. We've got them. You've got them. So again, we appreciate you listening. And my name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, 575 Main Street North. We're on the north end of downtown Stillwater, not too far from Wolf Marine. You can contact us at 651-214-9463. You can check out our website at TetzloffYachtSales.com or our Facebook page, Tetzloff Yacht Sales.
And I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. You can reach us at area code 651-439-2341. Check us on the web, wolfmarine.net. You can also email us if you have any questions or anything at info@wolfmarine.net. Just remember, we are the Boaters Marina.
And real quick, what's the other half of that member? You always say you're half member of that marina. Who's the other guy?
You got to remember, we are a family-run marina, so my brother Ken and I are the proprietors. So
Ken wanted to be heard.
Ken is the other half. So
all right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
A convenient location in protected bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Everything might be frozen right now, but if you are already thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you, and because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. To enjoy the water this summer, come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.